Taking a look at the local markets performance, the All Share managing a 1.3% climb, supported primarily by the Financial 15 space, it gaining close enough to 3%. Industrial 25 up just over 1%, and the Resources 10 component up 0.6%. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets action, Martin Smits from Anchor Securities. Thanks so much, Martin, for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Green across the board today, and that as trade tensions, I guess, between the U.S. and China simmer, but locally with focus more so on our own political arena and just how much comfort President Cyril Ramaphosa's cabinet appointees have actually provided.
No, you're 100% right. We've been waiting for it for a little bit of time now, and I think that's why the Rand sold off so strongly early in the week, is because there was a little bit of a delay in the announcement. But overall, massively positive, not massively, but overall positive for the market. And yeah, like you said, green all around.
We've got some analysts saying that they see the currency as undervalued right now and potentially see it strengthening to about 13.40, you know, in the second half of the year. Are you as confident? Because yes, locally we may start to see some political resolve, but that global temperature is still sitting pretty high.
You hit the nail on the head there. The global backdrop has been a huge overhang on our market and our currency for the last little while. Obviously, we have what's happening in the EU, Brexit, Trump, and then locally, we are waiting for some kind of growth. So I think there has been a bit of a risk aversion in the last little while, and that has seen a bit of a dampener on our currency. But as soon as we start to show some growth within South Africa itself, and we start to see some reform come through, I think we can get to that 13.15. I think it is looking cheap at these levels.
Well, that low growth environment for now having an impact on all the companies that have reported today. Let's take a look at Life Healthcare, because it fell back after it said its interim profit after tax fell back close on 50%. Of course, there was some hedging movement, you know, and bets in that regard that have, you know, clouded the earnings picture. But even beyond that, looking at core operating profit, up tepidly 2.2%.
Yes, and it's something that we've seen across the other two hospital stocks as well. There are structural headwinds in South Africa, and it's affecting all three of them equally. And it's a sector that I'm happy to stay away from for now. Mm-hmm. If I had to choose one, I think it would be Mediclinic, but Life going through the exact same issues that the other two have had in South Africa in terms of the headwinds there.
While under pressure initially, of course, that share price managing to gain by the close nevertheless, Stefanuti stocks in the same boat. And I guess, you know, this is the boat all construction players have been coming to the fore today, saying that it will need more funding because of an increase in delayed payments that it's experiencing, and that it could potentially be looking to raise that capital by issuing more shares. What have you made of that announcement?
Well, we've just seen the same thing out of Omnia about an hour ago on the drive-in. Yeah, I got the news that they're also doing a $2 billion capital raise on a market cap that's about $4 billion at the moment. So it seems that some of these businesses are looking for liquidity, and I think it's a sign of the times more than anything else.
Sign of the times, and of course looking that way in order to alleviate some of their balance sheet pressure, but raising funds via issuing fresh shares in the current climate, I mean, one's got to wonder, who's going to buy
100%.
In? You know, is that investment case not strong enough? And, you know, do they have any other viable funding options on the table at this stage?
So I think maybe it's in the realm of the value investor. Yeah. Look for an opportunity when things are really, really tough, and hopefully you're at the bottom. It's one that I would personally not look to invest in. My preferred pick in that sector is Afrimat. Mm. Great business, great management team, great execution. But your Stefanuti stocks, I think, is more in your value territory. Yeah.
How are you feeling about Nampak? Because it's African operations exerting quite a bit of pressure. It's unable to repatriate cash from Zimbabwe. It's experiencing challenges in Angola as well. Your view on Nampak?
Yeah, Nampak's another one that I'd maybe sit on the sidelines for now. Like you said, they've had issues all throughout their African businesses. And again, that dividend isn't being paid. And it's just one that I wouldn't look to get involved at the moment. Just sit on the side. And
what are you delving into, Martin? What's your stock pick right now?
So post the sell-off on Tuesday, obviously given the MSCI re-weighting, we took a position in quite a lot of SA Inc. shares, especially before the capital announcement, which had the desired effect today, as we saw. But one that I'm fundamentally quite positive on is Bidcorp. Mm-hmm. I think it's looking like a relatively good value, a lot of optionality on the balance sheet, good management team, good structural growth story coming through. And I think it's a nice defensive play. And it's something which I'm personally doing in my portfolios is looking towards more defensive stance, obviously given the macro backdrop and talks of US recessions and things like that. So yeah, I'm looking for more defensive at the moment, and Bidcorp suits that.
Yep, and Bidcorp trading higher today, gaining 2.75% by the finish. Let's leave it there, Martin. Thanks so much
for having joined us
in studio this evening. Martin Smith is with Anchor Securities. And what's your stock pick right now?
So post the sell-off on Tuesday, obviously given the MSCI re-weighting, we took a position in quite a lot of SA Inc. shares, especially before the capital announcement, which had the desired effect today, as we saw. But one that I'm fundamentally quite positive on is Bidcorp. Mm-hmm. I think it's looking like a relatively good value, a lot of optionality on the balance sheet, good management team, good structural growth story coming through. And I think it's a nice defensive play, and it's something which I'm personally doing in my portfolios is looking towards more defensive stance, obviously given the macro backdrop and talks of US recessions and things like that. So yeah, I'm looking for more defensive at the moment, and Bidcorp suits that.
Yep, and Bidcorp trading higher today, gaining 2.75% by the finish. Let's leave it there, Martin. Thanks so much for
having
joined us in studio this evening. Martin Smith is with Anchor Securities.